WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Blinn College trustees held a special meeting in Brenham in the continuing effort to address concerns from state lawmakers.
A unanimous board decided to arrange another one-on-one meeting with Representative John Rainey of Bryan. His proposal to restrict spending revenue to the Blinn campus where it's generated is expected to pass out of the House Higher Education Committee. One who will be returning to Austin is Trustee Carolyn Miller, who's the chief financial officer for the city of Brenham. She says Rainey's willing to consider applying a fair percentage of administrative expenses from Brenham to the Bryan campus.
IT, HR, finance, maintenance, and it's allocated based on different variables. That's going to take time.
Joining Miller will be the president of the Bryan campus, Dr. Sylvia McMullen, who was not part of the delegation that went to Austin last week.
I do believe it was a mistake that I was not there at the hearing because it had the appearance that I was probably in support of the bill. I would have testified that I was against 1903 as it is written. It would have severely hampered Blinn's ability to do what Blinn needs to do.
Trustees also modify next year's tuition rates. Higher prices will be paid by students outside Blinn's 13-county service area. No changes were made from last week's vote affecting tuition for students from Washington County who are subsidized by property taxes and students from Brazos in the remaining 11 counties. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Retired Texas teachers and their dependents are getting legislative help. An emergency spending bill from Governor Abbott has been unanimously approved by the House. It includes $768 million to cover a shortfall in the nearly broke health insurance plan, covering 225,000 retirees and family members. Progress continues towards a new pool at Sadie Thomas Park in Bryan. City Manager Keene Register provided an update at the last council meeting.
Draft contract has been finalized and prepared for the proposed contractor to review. If negotiations go as planned, the council can consider a proposed contract at the next meeting.
The proposed contract includes funding a pool that will have a design similar to the one it's replacing. Register says there will be an opportunity for public comment. Congress has started a two-week Easter recess. When they return to Washington, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says they'll be dealing with budget-related business, beginning with the House-Senate Conference Committee to iron out a final budget.
And then the appropriators, the people that actually spend the government's money, will use that budget as a go-by document in order to figure out how to allocate money to the various agencies of the federal government.
Flores also announced two town hall meetings next week at Rudder High School a week from tonight starting at 6 and next Monday evening in Waco at Texas State Technical College. Flores will also have a town hall conference call next Wednesday night. And from Hillsborough, the Hill County Sheriff, his chief deputy, and two other deputies have been arrested. They've been accused of work-related tampering of computers and department records. The attorney for Sheriff Michael Cox says the charges are laughable and the work of a disgruntled employee. Cox and the three others remain on the job after being booked in jail, then released on bond. WTAW News Time is 8:08 at 70 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A warm early April day in the forecast. We'll see some sunshine. It'll be breezy. Temperatures are going to be close to 80 as we head through the afternoon. Partly to mostly cloudy, breezy tonight. Lows are going to be somewhere between 65 and 70. Tomorrow we'll see clouds. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm during the day. High 75 to 80. Mostly cloudy, breezy. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night. Lows are going to be down to 55. Then on Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sun, breezy and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:10. Let's head to Austin. State Senator Charles Schwertner joined us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Scott.
Let's talk first of all about your initiative, which had to do with an outgrowth of the Ebola problem that we had. You've gotten in place, and it'll go to the, I guess, the Senate has passed now. The Texas' response to maybe Ebola, but any other type of pandemic that we might have in the future?
That's right. It's a public health response and preparedness for emergency infectious disease emergencies. The Ebola cases up in Dallas were a wake-up call that we needed to be more proactive in how we prepare to protect our communities and citizens against infectious disease threats. And the Governor Perry, set up a task force, and a lot of those recommendations of the task force, as well as recommendations that we heard during the interim hearings in the HHS Health and Human Services Committee, were included in this bill. It allows for a chain of command to be established. It allows for stockpiling of personal protective equipment, disposal of medical waste. A lot of the problems that we saw manifest up in Dallas during the Ebola weeks.
Let me ask you, because as our listeners know, you are a physician. Part of this also has to do with, unfortunately, a lot of people had to learn on the fly as to how Ebola could be transmitted. And so what is your feeling as far as those first responders? Should they be, I don't know if forced is the right word, but should they necessarily be the first line of defense when we do have something that we're not used to seeing here? Or should people from outside who know better come in and treat these first victims?
We are now looking at and putting in place centers to treat highly infectious diseases when these occur, one at UTMB and one at Dallas. We need to effectively respond to potential biologic threats to protect the safety and health of the citizens. What we found out during the Ebola cases was that not just any hospital can take care of an Ebola patient, and there needs to be a coordinated response based upon the best science and the best resources available. And for me, I believe that response doesn't need to be led at the county level. It needs to be led at the state level. And so this bill that passed the Senate would allow the governor to declare a state of infectious disease emergency. We would put in place a chain of command and structure to effectively respond to infectious disease threats.
Well, and that also includes law enforcement. They may be called into service for this as well, right?
That's right. The commissioner of health here in the state can order do what they call a control order, which is basically telling an individual to stay in your house, that you have an infectious disease and you shouldn't leave. This would allow, the bill would allow for enforceable control orders if that individual is non-compliant.
Certainly. Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin. Also, yesterday, Child Protective Services Day at the state capitol, and unanimous approval on the Department of Family and Protective Services Sunset Bill that you had authored, that basically there are some operational changes that will go on there.
That's right. It's one of my highest priorities, and I think one of the highest priorities of the state, to make sure that when we take care of those children in foster care, that we're doing so with the best resources and the best trained individuals. And it's a whole broad reform, transformation of the Department of Family and Protective Services to make sure that we're hiring the right people, we're recruiting the right people, we're equipping them the right way, we're changing the culture and some of the bureaucracy and the paperwork that they're having to deal with to hopefully make it more effective and efficient and have those caseworkers spend more time with those children.
Let's turn our attention now to Governor Abbott's strike force came out with their findings having to do with the Health and Human Services Commission. Dr. Janik, a former senator, the head of that. What are your thoughts, first of all, on the findings and maybe even the wording of the report that came from Governor Abbott's task force?
Right. I think it was an important task force. I applaud Mr. Hamilton. Of course, he's connected to Texas A&M as mm-hmm. one of the vice chancellors there. And I think they did a thorough job looking at the Health and Human Services enterprise and the problems that are currently manifest in that enterprise. We did so during the Sunset Commission period, during the interim. Of course, I was a member of that. And we're trying to reorganize the entire enterprise to make it more effective and efficient and properly structured to where those citizens that need the services of the state are properly being served, but also in a cost-effective manner. And there needs to be some changes. There's no doubt about it. But the changes that are contemplated by the Sunset Commission initial recommendations, and now they've been revised twice. It's still a work in progress. My ears are open, and we're trying to find a path forward that puts the right structure in place to effectively manage that very, very large enterprise, which is 54,000 employees and one-third of our state budget.
Specifically, the governor's strike force said that apparently Commissioner Janik only had a small group of people around him, and they basically were making the decisions on the operation of this agency, and there are massive reforms that are needed. This is our first chance, I guess, to see this new governor in a leadership role, and of course, you knew him as a member of the House as well, and when he was Attorney General, but what is your sense as to what his next step is when it comes to leadership of Health and Human Services?
Well, that's the governor's call regarding the leadership of the entire enterprise. I certainly know Commissioner Janik, and I think his heart's in the right place. But, oftentimes when a new governor comes in and there are problems in the agency, they'd like to kind of start with a new slate, and that oftentimes incorporates a change of leadership.
Well, of course, you've got that, and as you mentioned in your Sunset Commission, you're saying you want to bring these entities together under one umbrella, mm-hmm. So maybe is that the right time to do it. Have you been in touch either with the governor or any members of his staff after this report has come out?
Yes, I was part of before the report was released, a number of the chairmen of various committees met with the members of the report, Mr. Hamilton and Judge McCowan, as well as executive-level staff members of the governor's team. And we went over it pretty thoroughly and discussed it and gave input. And, I think they're still contemplating regarding leadership. But again, there needs to be changes, and the changes that are now being contemplated are allowing for certain agencies to be reorganized into the Health and Human Services enterprise, DADS, Department of Aging and Disability Services, as well as Department of Assistive and Rehabilitative Services being merged, but that timeline being postponed 1 year to 2018, with maintaining as independent agencies the Department of Family and Protective Services, as well as the Department of State and State Health Services.
Specifically, as we talk about one of these, I guess the first things that came to light with HHS was the 21CT contract. So people will understand mm-hmm. this was an organization, a tech organization in Austin, that was charged basically with finding fraud within the system. Well, we end up seeing that there was really not due diligence done on this contract, and the commissioner has canceled the extension on the contract. But this, the whole sticking point is, maybe 21CT isn't the answer, but if not, who steps into that breach? Who is going to be there to make sure that fraud is not taking place?
Well, we have a new Medicaid OIG Inspector General. His name is Stuart Bowen. He was the Inspector General in Iraq for 10 years under both President Bush and President Obama. And I've had many conversations with him thus far, and he has a vision for reforming the OIG, the Office of Inspector General, inside the Health and Human Services enterprise. And I think he's on the right track. And so there's been a change of leadership there, but I hope that he's able to effect cultural change. And we do need a functioning OIG to make sure that our taxpayer dollars are protected and well spent. And I have faith in the new Medicaid OIG.
And, you know, as we talked, Charles Swertner joining us from Austin this morning, and as we've talked about before, this may be the largest single element within the state budget. For that reason, you have to think, gosh, the larger the budget, the more chance there is at wasteful
sure.
spending that
Absolutely.
Might take place there. Now, as you, being chairman of the committee, what do you feel like is your responsibility as you move forward in that regard?
We need to have proper oversight of all the agencies and make sure that we expect the agencies to do their job and for the citizens of Texas and protect the taxpayer dollars from fraud and abuse and misuse. And I've been very vocal about that in committee hearings and in private meetings throughout the Sunset process, but also as the session has gotten underway. I think our top priority from that point of view is making sure that we are properly overseeing our contracting process from the point that we procure the contract or put it out for to bid to negotiating the contract and finally to overseeing that contract. Once you sign a contract, you know, sometimes you put it in the drawer and you never look at it again. And are they actually doing what the contractual obligations mandate and provisions mandate that they do. These are basic steps to ensure that we are getting our money's worth. And so much of our dollars are spent through contractual relationships. 85% of the services in Medicaid now are done through third-party entities, managed care organizations in particular. That's $24 billion in HHSC alone.
Right.
That is done, and we hire someone else to provide that service, and we need to make sure that when we hire that other person, that they are diligent in fulfilling what we expect them to fulfill for the dollar amounts that we pay them.
And to that end, the Senate approved the bill on Tuesday that I guess will put everything under a database that's run by the Comptroller's Office, and anything that's over $1 million is going to have to go through different scrutinies now.
Right. Senate Bill 20, Senator Nelson authored it, but many, many people, including myself, had input to the actual bill. But it's the reform of contracting in the state of Texas, and I think it was a very needed, basic, needed steps, and sometimes even basic steps of how we go about managing our business.
Certainly. Now, quickly, a couple of other things that happened. We had this news story today, so I'd like to get your comments on it, and that was Senator Whitmire's plan to decriminalize truancy in Texas. As one member of the body, what are your thoughts there?
Well, I think we need to, I don't really believe truancy should be a criminal offense. I think it probably should be in the civil arena. We need to be making sure that those students are in school, but I don't think locking them up is the right thing to do. We heard that, I think, last session when I was on criminal justice. It's coming to the floor. I don't know the specifics of the bill, to be quite frank, but my overall kind of gut feeling is we need to be smart on truancy and crime rather than just hard.
It took 17 hours of chit-chat over in the House, but they got their budget passed. I know yours is pretty much a work in progress over there. We're about to try to bring these two things together. What's your outlook at this point on that, since you're on Senate Finance?
Well, we looked at the House budget. There's obviously differences, and we expect that budget to come over, and we'll swap out the Senate budget into the House budget, and then we'll pass the Senate budget, and then we'll go to a conference committee. I'm very hopeful. I think we'll find a way forward, and for the people of Texas, and funding our priorities and obligations to everything from schools and health care to retirees to health issues regarding retired teachers. We're going to do a good job, and I think in the end, I think the people of Texas will be pleased.
Now, your SB 8, we've talked about it before, but that's the one that exempts businesses that make less than $4 million in annual revenue from the franchise levy. Feel safe at that number right now? At the $4 million?
Well, the House doesn't have $4 million, so it's going to be a point of discussion.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be some give and take, and a compromise is what we do down here in the Pink Dome. And there's lots of good ideas, competing ideas, and competing priorities. But my bottom line is I think tax relief is a high priority of the people of Texas and certainly of me regarding both property tax as well as the tax that our businesses pay.
And finally, I want to make sure people know that your nursing home three strikes bill passed out of Senate.
Sure did. Protecting those that are in our nursing homes, those seniors that are very vulnerable, is a high priority. Texas has ranked the 50th out of 50 states for the last 2 years regarding nursing home care. And part of that is the enforcement and regulation of nursing homes. And the three strikes bill tightens that enforcement to make sure that we are properly regulating nursing homes.
Finally, today you're busy in committee. I know you've got finance and state affairs at 9 o'clock, and then your health and human services in the afternoon. Anything happening in committee today that would be of interest to us?
Well, we got all sorts of committees going on. We continue to right now the bills that are coming through are kind of the lower or middle tier bills, not the highest priority bills. So, just off the top of my head, I can't tell you exactly all the bills, but We're very busy.
I just didn't know if we had a home run pitch that was coming in today.
I'd be breaking news with you. I told you that.
That's the whole idea. That's why we do this. Listen, thank you for the long visit today, but I did want to get your reaction since the task force came out on health and human services.
You bet, Scott. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. All right, thanks. Dr. Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin, we have his interview archived on our website later on today on WTAW.com. All right, let's turn to local stuff, and let's talk BTU. And Adam's here this morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
You
betcha. Doing well.
Yeah, what brings you in this morning?
Well, we're coming up on coming out of the early spring and winter, and we're getting ready for the summer. And so BTU, we want to be proactive in communicating the message about our smart home program. As weather starts to heat up, we want to do everything that we can to help people kind of save on their electric bill. And so we're here to remind everybody today about our smart home, where you can get on our webpage at btutilities.com, download a smart home application if you are looking to upgrade windows, attic insulation, exterior wall insulation if you currently have none, or if you're looking to put solar screens on predominantly east and west facing windows. If you do any one of those measures, there's an incentive there from BTU to help you with that process. In addition to that, we also just want to remind people that there's energy tips on our website as well. If you can change your thermostat settings maybe from 72, 74 degrees up to 76, 78, sometimes that can make anywhere from a 2 to 8% difference on your monthly utility bill. And so really just, here to remind people today that as the hot summer months are approaching, there are things that you can proactively do to help make your utility bill a little bit less on the pocketbook.
I think of, and I presume that a programmable thermostat, if you've got a day that you have a regular routine that you follow, that probably is something where you can recapture the investment, right?
Absolutely. That's a win-win. And they've come so far with the programmable thermostats. You can spend as little as $20 to get one, or you can go all out and get all the bells and whistles and spend $300 on one. But yes, if you've got a routine to where you can set your thermostat to where you leave in the morning at 7:15, 7:30, and your AC setting goes from maybe 74 to 80 degrees while you're gone, and then maybe at 3:30 in the afternoon it starts slowly coming back down to 76, 78, wherever you like it comfortable. There's some savings there for you during the day, because why cool empty space when you're not home during the day?
The dogs and cats will be fine, right? And the goldfish certainly won't have to worry about that. But the other thing that we look at that, I guess winter's over. We pretty much dodged the bullet for really cold weather this year, so that was a good thing. The way I look at it is the BTU customers, you were able to go sell that to other people, right? That energy that you had generated, right?
Maybe so.
Yeah. Well, the other deal is, though, but we're going to hit 80 today, so maybe that is a precursor to a really hot summer.
Maybe so. We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. Everybody tries to, plan and react the best we can and be the most efficient and effective with our resources that we're given. And so BTU, we want to make sure that we're doing our part to help our citizens and make sure that they know that we're there to help them.
Right, and straightforward. I mean, there's some inducements there. There are ways that you can certainly help people pay for some of these things, especially the solar screens. That's something you notice almost instantly when you put those on.
Absolutely, and if that's something that, if you're looking at doing any of these measures, whether or not you're going to do it yourself or whether or not you're going to hire out a contractor, right off the top of the bat, once you've made application and you've talked to an energy manager and we've given you the thumbs up and approved you for the program, you know from then on out, you're at least going to get 10% back of what you spent. Now, there is a cap of 25% of whatever you spend. Where people tend to fall in the middle in those ranges is based upon the square feet of whatever they install, whether it's insulation or windows or whatever. But those are conversations that, as people are looking to take advantage of the program, we are very open where you can call us, we'll email you, we'll even text you, and we'll make it as simple of a process for you, along with we can even talk to your contractor if you Great. Want us to kind of, if some people prefer just to be left out of it and love for us to just handle it directly with the contractor and get it done as fast as possible, and it's a win-win for everybody, yep. Everybody involved.
Every little bit helps. That's right. The website, again, if they want some more information.
www.btutilities.com/smartprograms.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
We visit with folks from Bryan on Thursdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Brian at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Aggie baseball will be on the road starting tonight. They'll be in Lexington, Kentucky to take on the Kentucky Wildcats in the first of three games. We will go at 7 o'clock tonight. It is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. 7 o'clock tonight, 7 o'clock on Friday night, and then 1 o'clock comes Saturday afternoon. The Aggies leading the Western Division now with a record of 7-2. LSU behind us at 5-4. And then two ball clubs, Alabama and Ole Miss, are 4-5 each. Kentucky over in the Eastern Division now has a record of 4-5. Vanderbilt leading the Eastern Division. They have a record of 7-2. Missouri, the team that the Aggies beat this past weekend, 2 out of 3, now at 6-3. Last year, the Aggies playing Kentucky here at Bluebell Park would lose 2 out of 3. Kentucky taking the first game 6-3. The second game, 11-4. The Aggies came back in the final game to salvage one out of that, winning it by a final score of 14-2. So A&M and Kentucky tonight, the first of three, will broadcast the game on this radio station starting at 6:30. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is a presentation of Texas A&M Sports Network, a property of Learfield Sports.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Jobless claims tumbled by 20,000 in the latest week to the second lowest amount since the recession ended and touch levels last seen 15 years ago. The average of new claims over the past month declined by 14,750. Continuing claims are at their lowest level since December of 2000. Ford and its Chinese partner will invest $1.1 billion to buy and upgrade an existing car factory from a struggling domestic car maker. Ford joins a string of foreign automakers adding capacity in China this year. Googling stuff may be inflating your sense of your own intelligence. A study from Yale suggests that instant online access to information can make us wildly inaccurate about how much we know. Those who search for information on the internet believe they were smarter about topics unrelated to their online searches compared to people in a control group who didn't use the web in the study. On Wall Street, futures now pointing to a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. house, or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
How small can a personal computer get? How about a full-powered PC no bigger than your thumb? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Tired of paying an arm and a leg for 180 channels of cable TV when you only watch a handful of them? Save money today with my Commando Indoor Amplified HD antenna. There's no reason to keep paying for expensive cable TV. You can get primetime and syndicated TV shows, news, and sports you love for free. The Commando Indoor Amplified HD antenna is easy to set up with a reversible design, black on one side, white on the other. It captures full 1080 high-definition over-the-air TV signals. Watch HD TV for free and save money today with my Commando Indoor Amplified HD antenna. There are no monthly fees, subscription, or any contracts for you to watch top-rated TV shows. Get your Commando Indoor Amplified HD antenna now at GetKim.com. Everything you need to get free HD TV is included in the box, so start saving money today. Head over to GetKim.com and get your Commando Indoor Amplified HD antenna today. That's GetKim.com. That's GetKim.com. Imagine having a full-powered personal computer no bigger than your thumb. Of course, everyone knows about thumb drives, the tiny devices that plug into your computer and store lots of data. But Google has managed to cram an entire Chromebook personal computer into something the size of a small cigar. They're calling it the ChromeBit. You walk up to any television screen, pull this thing out of your pocket, plug it into the TV's HDMI port, and you have an instant computer. Despite the small size, the ChromeBit has 2 gigabytes of RAM, 16 gigs of flash drive storage, in essence, a solid-state hard drive, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, a small 2.0 USB port, and a quad-core processor. We don't know what the battery life is yet, but we do know that the MSRP will be just under $100. Read more about the ChromeBit and get all the latest breaking tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. Improvements at two parks in North Bryan were announced at the last city council meeting. City Manager Keen Register says negotiations are underway for a design contract on the new pool at Sadie Thomas Park. Register says if they reach a deal, the council will consider it at their next meeting.
The proposed contract includes funding to build a pool similar to the existing pool, and public input phase is included.
Register also reported about work at Scurry Park.
City staff has repaired the trail and added 2 trash cans and performed extensive pruning and tree and shrub removal. City crews are working on the additional parking spaces and walkways from the new parking spaces. Wet weather has had an impact on progress, but the plan is to have the new spaces completed in the next 2 weeks.
On Bryan's south side, Register says at Crescent Park, city crews installed a new backstop, added picnic tables and fencing, and a tree was removed. Blinn College trustees continue to lobby state lawmakers against a bill expected to pass out of a House committee that would restrict spending revenue to the campus where it's generated.
The Blinn board, during a special meeting, decided to ask for another private meeting with Representative John Rainey of Bryan, hoping to modify the spending restrictions and or delay its implementation from 2017 until 2019. Trustee Leon Tobin, who's retiring after 23 years on the board, pointed fingers at both the college and Rainey.
We've done a lot of things here, and we're suffering for it today. But we need to survive here. Blinn is too important to let it be taken over by some hack act legislative person who wants to become a big politician, in my opinion.
Bryan campus president Sylvia McMullen says the House is considering a budget rider restricting where Blinn revenue is spent because college officials did not provide background information to the newly elected lawmaker representing Brenham.
Representative Schubert had no documentation, anything to support anything when he was asked questions, because he'd been there less than 28 days and we had not helped him have the information that he needed to be able to counteract what was being asked of him.
Dr. McMullen says they need to return to Austin with a plan on paper for the Brenham campus to operate on its own funding.
There's a multitude of ways ways that you can do that. We're going to increase revenue from that 22% to 25%. We're going to lower expenses from 42% to 39%.
Trustees took one step in that direction by raising tuition rates for students living outside Blinn's 13-county service area. Combined with rate increases passed last week for students residing inside the service area, that's projected to generate an additional $7.8 million next year. How much would go to each campus was not announced. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Also from the Texas legislature, a massive looming shortfall in health insurance coverage for those covered by the Texas retirement system is getting plugged through an emergency spending bill headed towards Governor Abbott. The Texas House unanimously voted yesterday to put $768 million into the nearly broke retirement program that covers 225,000 retired educators and their dependents. Spending less money in state government, including the Texas A&M system and the flagship school, by outsourcing services to private companies has come under fire by House Speaker Joe Strauss.
Every failure of oversight, every misuse of taxpayer dollars, only further weakens public confidence, and it hampers our state's ability to reach its full potential.
Strauss, speaking recently in New Braunfels, agrees small government is better, but adds small government should not mean incompetent government. One of the most closely watched measures of the 2015 season, changing state laws on truancy, is headed to the full Senate.
This after a committee voted to decriminalize truancy. Among those fighting for change, State Supreme Court Chief Justice Nathan Hecht, who says making truancy a civil offense gives officials more room to intervene.
The difference between civil and criminal is that civil truancy cases can usually be handled less formally and limit children's exposure to the justice system.
An alternative being floated is an intervention that takes the family's economic situation into account and gets a parent or guardian involved in making certain the child attends class. Chuck Martin, TSN News.
Washington politicians are on Easter break. For Congressman Bill Flores, that means holding three town hall meetings. One is in the Twin Cities a week from tonight at Rudder High School starting at 6 p.m. Another is in Waco starting next Monday evening at Texas State Technical College. There will also be a town hall by telephone conference call next Wednesday night. Before returning to the district, Flores says the House got a budget passed despite some concerns.
It's been patched 17 times. It cost, the 17 patches cost $170 billion because they wound up being pork-laden bills that had to pass. And so now this is gone, and we've got some real Medicare reform for the first time since 1997. It was not a perfect deal, but overall it was a pretty good deal. To take a really bad part of Medicare off the books.
Flores says when they return in 2 weeks, a House-Senate conference committee will negotiate a final budget and introduce several hundred amendments to straighten out the appropriations process. WTAW News Time is 8:42. It's 71 degrees. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to EmbassyRMS.
Is your business's ability to get things done predicated on the speed of your internet? Well, Suddenlink Business has a solution that's faster than anybody else's in town. 50 meg, the new Suddenlink minimum speed that is available. That's the minimum speed. That means that's 16 times faster than what DSL is at 3 meg. And also, Suddenlink offers upload speeds at up to 150 meg. So, you can move data through faster than ever before, uploading and downloading. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, and he'll be glad to provide you with a business solution for your business at the right price. Or you can go to suddenlinkbusiness.com to get more information. Rest assured, your business will now have the sufficient bandwidth for multiple users on multiple devices. You can quickly upload your files to the cloud so that you can get it protected. You can grow your business. Don't be limited by the speed of your internet connection. Get in touch with Chad Cowan at 595-2413 or go to suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
It's 8:45. Let's take a look at the weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some of the moisture that could turn into an isolated shower or a thunderstorm later today showing up in the form of some patchy cloudiness. We'll be turning partly sunny, though, as the day goes on. The winds will pick up, temperatures near 80. Clouds are back tonight. We're breezy, 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow, and again, the chance for a shower or thunderstorm, 75 to 80. Maybe a shower or storm tomorrow night, 55. Occasional sunshine, breezy, cooler Saturday, highs only around 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's 8:45. We have shower thoughts for you this morning.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit later on.
Love that.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty good. Jay-Z launched his high-quality music streaming service this week. It's called Tidal. It's already offered 25 million tracks and more than 75,000 music videos. Unlike your other streaming services, there is no free option. Now, you can check out Tidal at no cost for about a week and a half. After that, there are two options, $9.99 a month, almost $10, on the premium tier for your standard quality music and high-def music videos, and $20 a month for lossless 16-bit FLA FLAC files.
FLAC.
What does that mean?
It's a different compression model.
Says it doesn't lose any of its original audio data.
Yeah.
Like MP3.
I still don't understand how it can be compressed and lossless, but that's what they say. It's a good format.
Okay. Again, I don't know that I care that much, but I'm not their demo, right? So far removed from their demo.
Yes.
$20 a month. Huh?
There's a big difference between listening to some of the greats in FLAC and listening to pretty much anything they come out with today.
Oh, really? Okay.
No. To get the most out of it, you have to have people on the other end who want you to get the most out of it.
I think that's fair.
It comes down to the audio engineer.
I think that's probably fair. Funny, this doesn't happen more often than it does. A woman in Australia has admitted that she flashed the Google Street View camera car.
Healthy woman, I might add.
Says here so she could fulfill a dream of getting on Google Maps. Well, there you go, hon.
Everybody's got to have a goal.
Yeah. Well, you're probably right. Anyway, we'll see how that works out. A couple of police officers in India have been suspended after spending the night out on the town with inmates.
Like you do.
So did the inmates say, if you let us out, we got some really great places we'll take you? The cops reportedly spent 7 hours drinking with two prisoners at a bar in Mumbai. The officers signed out the inmates saying they wanted to question them, but instead took them to a bar. Like to know the backstory.
Yeah.
I might not, but I mean, the backstory would possibly be interesting. Okay. Tennessee man took Pizza Hut to court.
Cause?
Food. Everett Chapman was eating at Pizza Hut when he allegedly broke a partial denture as he bit into a crouton.
Wow.
Everett said his lawyer initially attempted to deal with the situation through insurance, but they filed. When they filed their suit, when negotiations stalled, Everett's attorney said that Pizza Hut damaged his client's dentures by, quote, negligently serving excessively hard croutons. Excessively hard croutons. Earlier this morning, we had a story from a company that has some kind of a organic, natural way to color Easter eggs. One of them was the onions. It's just peel and throw in the boiling water for half an hour, onion skins. Mm. Well, comes now a story of a company, a Japanese company, that now has produced tear-free onions.
Hey!
Scientists say they have managed to disable the production of a powerful substance an onion releases as the knife slices into it, cutting down on the pungent fumes that could bring your eyes to tears.
Yeah,
if
but
you're
if
sensitive
it makes
to that,
if it makes it taste any less like an onion, then yeah, I'm not going to want that.
Of course not. You can just peel it underwater. You know, if you peel it underwater, that takes care of it because the stuff can't come up. All right, guys, I'm not going to be able to capture this tonight on my DVR. I don't know why, but I'm sure I won't be able to. So I hope you'll watch it and let me know. It's at 9 o'clock tonight on Spike. Do we still get Spike?
I don't think so.
All right, well, maybe we can find it online. Already a huge viral sensation now. Lip Sync Battle has made its way to its own show, God, hosted by LL Cool J, because he doesn't have enough money and he wants to be, who's that guy who hosts everything?
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, he wants to be the black Ryan Seacrest. Anyway, Chrissy Teigen will be the co-host. Each episode will feature two A-list celebrities performing. The premiere will feature Jimmy Fallon and Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Another new episode at 9:30 will feature Common and John Legend.
Wow.
As bad as this sounds to me, these people don't do things for free, which means there's money coming in somehow, which means advertisers are supporting this, which means people are watching this
to
a level that these people are getting paid, and it disturbs me.
Well, I don't know how much. I mean, again, does John Legend need the money? I'm figuring
none
he probably
of them do.
Doesn't. Yeah. Which, by the way, does he need the money? Did you see what UH is going to pay? Matthew McConaughey?
No, I didn't see
how $135,000.
Yeesh.
$135,000 to do a commencement address. You know, first they said it wasn't any of your business, and all of a sudden they went, okay, guess we better tell you.
You kids all look nice, but you ain't high schoolers.
Yeah. I stay the same age, and y'all keep getting younger. All right, anyway, we'll see. Sources say not only is Star Trek coming back to TV on CBS, but Will Wheaton will play the starship captain? No, that's not good. I don't think that's good at all. I mean, I'm not a real...
I was going to say, you didn't watch it, did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm not a... No.
I wonder if Mr. Downs is in.
He would definitely have a vote.
I know he would. I'm not... I'll
look around and see if he's...
There's a community on Reddit called Data is Beautiful, and it's about, you know, just charts and graphs and just how we can take these a whole bunch of numbers and make them into something relevant.
They're okay.
Usually pictured very well. On April Fool's, they turned into Data is Beautiful and just posted pictures of data from Star Trek.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, Commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's see. We'll see if Mr. Downs is in, because I know he'll want to talk about that. And then shower thoughts coming up. And also the most popular small breweries in North America.
Oh, there! Now you got Patrick's attention.
Yeah, I knew I would. 7 minutes till. Really?
He's busy.
His door is...
He's area man. He has things to do besides talk to us.
Going to call his cell phone. He's around some. He's down there just...
No, you're not.
I was going to say, you got the first part right.
No, it's not.
Dang. Okay. Somewhere there's a 50-year-old billionaire whose future trophy wife hasn't been born yet.
Oh.
That's our shower thoughts for the day.
Now, see, his office door is open. And
maybe he's got one of those meeting things.
Hello?
Oh,
there
you are. Are you in the studio? Are you in the station?
I am in the station. I'm walking in your direction even as we speak.
Okay, well, I'll finish.
I have got to change this because the caller ID said Ben Downs.
Ben Downs calling Ben Downs?
No wonder you had this unusual lilt in your voice as you picked
live.
Up.
Live in the studio now. No, really, I thought it was Lily.
Wow.
I got to fix that.
Hello, okay. It's me calling me.
It looked like it was calling from my house or something. But anyway, yes, I'm here.
Sources say not only is Star Trek coming back to TV on CBS, but that Will Wheaton will play the captain.
Never mind.
That's what I'm saying. that's just what I'm saying.
What alternate universe did somebody think that was a good idea?
I'm not sure.
Oh,
I'm
not man. Sure. Okay. Wait, that can't be. Well, tell me that piece of paper.
That short story
Not making it up.
I'm not making it up. Well, you had a story about a bird that flies from Nova Scotia to the Caribbean nonstop.
Yeah, Drudge has had it for like 2 weeks.
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. We had the story
about
that's
crazy.
I know it is.
And Katie Couric and the April Fools.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting.
I had a lot of fun looking at all the commercials that people have put together for April Fool's Day, like the e-learning and their talking dog.
Chilla standing at the window twice, so maybe she needs to talk to you and not me. I know. Could be something important rather than just me. Anyway. There will never be any more people older than me than there are right now. How's that for a shower thought?
They're on the air, but they're here to see you at 9.
Yeah, okay. Great. That's 4 minutes away, which in broadcast is a lifetime. But,
yes.
Yeah. Anyway. So if you don't pay...
She's new. Chella's wonderful.
She'll be fine.
She's going to be fine. She just doesn't understand that when you're standing in front of one of these long tubes and your lips are moving,
right.
That's not the time to come barreling in. So that's if you don't, my job.
That's right. So if you don't pay your exorcist, do you get repossessed?
Mercy.
A little Maundy Thursday joke there, I see. Yeah, well, good.
Very nice.
If bicycles are called bikes, shouldn't motorcycles be called... Mike's
right.
I mean, think about that. Let's see. If you leave
alphabet soup on the stove too long, does it spell disaster?
You're really pleased with yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
Cheer about the two guys fishing in a boat, and one of them catches a frog. Never mind.
No, don't.
I'm not going to.
Please,
okay,
please
the Brewers
don't.
Association has now named the nation's best-selling craft beer.
Oh?
Best-selling craft beer.
Best-selling?
Yeah. Yingling, is that what the
Yingling.
Name is? Yingling. Yingling, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yingling is now number one. They're from Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
Can't get it here.
Yes, you can.
Oh, really?
I think I've seen it.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll see.
I was told I could not.
Number two, and it's displaced them, Sam Adams from the Boston Beer Company.
Sure.
Number three, Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, Chico, California. Number four is the New Belgium Brewing Company from Fort Collins, Colorado. Right. Number five is Gambrinus. Do you know Gambrinus?
Yeah, they're an importer. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. They do that Shiner. So you think Shiner's small. I know you do. I know you you labor under the misconception that it's just a friendly little brewery.
I think Gambrinus is also responsible for Corona.
Uh-huh, yes, that's exactly. Because when you go to the Shiner Brewery in Shiner, Texas, you see the helicopter pad where the CEO flies in. So, yeah, they try to make you think it's a Little League park. But
can
it's
I
not.
Tell you who you need to follow on Twitter? Who everyone needs to follow on Twitter than WTAW?
Go ahead.
Dippy Blonder. You've heard me talk about Dippy Blonder.
Yes,
I have. Dippy Blonder
today
says, I'm bored. I'm going to find a little kid that looks like me and tell her I'm her from the future. Friends may come and go, but enemies tend to accumulate.
Yeah.
Make up one word of the day every day.
Make up one word of the day every day. I like that.
Yeah. I don't care how old I am. If I go out to eat and there are crayons and a paper placemat with puzzles, it is game on. I'm just saying.
I like the first one.
Mm-hmm. If I like you, I'll let you hold the TV remote when we watch TV. But if I love you, I won't take the batteries out of it. I love this.
There's spouses all over the... Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I know. Retweet this. The day before, if you become the most religious person in the world the day before a test.
Okay, there you go. All right. On this date in 1974, Robert Opel became famous. You know who Robert Opel is?
No.
Robert Opel is the guy who streaked on the Academy Awards and caused David Niven to say, just think, the only laugh that guy will ever get is by stripping and showing us his shortcomings. 1975, the CN Tower was completed. It was pretty funny. And 1978, Dallas debuted. Yeehaw! We're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station Bar.
Fox News Radio, only